Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solar Cast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk SolarCast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
Well, it's mostly not great news, but great news on other sides. So there was an article that you sent me. Thank you.
Yes.
From Time Magazine. That's really detailing, kind of, what do they call it? The destruction of the solar industry, or the downfall or something like that. And it is a really compelling article. It definitely details almost from the time solar started and how it start, really started taking off in California.
Yeah.
And then it really went through some pretty horrendous examples of solar companies not using ethical business practices and talking about all the lawsuits and everything. It was, just didn't paint solar in the best light, and kind of talked about the future of solar and how, basically I thought the point of the article is, solar is finally getting what it's been deserving for years and years and years. So it's finally getting its comeuppance that all these people are going out of business and companies are laying off thousands and thousands of people, and 80% of solar companies are on the edge of bankruptcy, and all the big companies are either pulling out of California or they're suffering billion-dollar losses, and things are getting pretty bleak for the solar industry. But it's certainly points out some foibles, things that we've talked about on this podcast many, many, many times about solar leasing and high dealer fee loans and door knockers and taking advantage of old people. And it was pretty brutal to read some of the accounts and, how some of these solar entrepreneurs are considered, the Forbes top 500 of richest people in the country and this kind of thing. But didn't talk about all the happiness that we are, some ethical solar companies are putting out there. Go ahead.
Well, they also talked about like the solar leases being like asset backed securities, which that's how they would sell these solar leases, I guess. So they would say, this is an asset backed security. So, it's safe. I mean, that's,
well, that's like, when you get a mortgage, what Adam's talking about is, if you get a new mortgage, it's generally through a broker or a bank or whatever, then the bank bundles dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of mortgages and sells them to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, or where they're kind of owned by the government or backed by the government. So they get their money pretty quickly in exchange for. So that's essentially what happened with these solar leases, is that they gathered a bunch of these solar leases together and said, the likelihood of getting paid on these is pretty high because people have to pay their electricity bill. Mm-hmm. And, we collect the tax credit, we collect the depreciation expense because, the lease is, it's a lease. It's not an ownership or a loan. So the asset stays with the lease, and then they would sell these for hundreds of millions of dollars and sell the tax credits for hundreds of millions of dollars to, these Wall Street hedge funds and really highly backed financial companies, and then they would get paid out on those. So it's pretty not great for the consumer, as we've talked to. We've had probably a dozen podcasts on solar leases and power purchase agreements. And we've talked about PACE loans and HERO loans and all the different financing that go along with solar that, you know, according to this article is, you know, you get what you get, or you get what you deserve, solar, because you've been ripping off people for, you know, dozens of years, or not dozens, but, you know, since 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. And now you get to feel the pain and say goodbye to your industry, pretty much. So who knows what's going to happen to the, you know, the low ethics part of the business? That's definitely going away. Lots and lots of people are still going solar, and that was kind of the good news of this.
Yeah.
And but what we're finding is the companies with bad reputations are going. I talked to one company who they have 8 door knockers that go from neighborhood to neighborhood. They have not sold a project since May. And that
what?
Is right. We're almost at the end of January, and this team of 8 guys and gals, I think, goes and knocks on, they'll just pick a neighborhood. They don't care if the person has solar or doesn't have solar, and they just knock on every door. They don't care if it has no soliciting or, you know, with tack dog or whatever. They just, which is really surprising because it sounds very dangerous to me. But yeah, since May, so the net energy metering 2.0 ended April 14th.
Right.
And then, yeah. And then starting April 15th, net energy metering 3.0 came out. And yeah, these poor door knockers are saying, you know, no better time to go solar. And it's getting the door slammed in their face. They basically have not, they get lots of interest and they're doing lots of proposals, but they are not getting any sales. And it's, that's a big cliff for them,
yeah,
for sure.
Coffee's for closers. What's going on?
Well, these aren't closers. These are, you know, what the door knockers are traditionally just set an appointment for a closer.
Wow.
You know, to come by and say, oh, you know, the door knocker said it was going to be 53,000, but if you sign today, we can do it for 49.5, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, or, you know, you're paying PG&E 500 and, it's going to be 450 if you, or, you know,
right,
with batteries 650. And so they're like, no, thanks. So, it is, it's dramatic for sure. But what we're finding, like I said, is the companies that do have a good reputation and good referrals, and they've really treated their customers well before, during, and most importantly, after the installation is done, those are the companies that are doing very well. So we're getting lots of new projects, lots of people who are very interested. Most people are still not all that sold on batteries, and that makes sense because we can always go back and add a battery after the installation. But yeah, it is definitely a different market and a different industry than it was this time last year. This time last year, I barely had time to record this podcast.
It was
really fast. So
yeah,
because people were definitely going solar as quickly as they can. And so, yeah, there's lots and lots of people out there still interested in solar, still going solar. And even with these high interest rates that we're seeing, and interest rates just went up again for solar. And so it's still makes sense to go solar, but it's really tough to borrow to go solar.
Mm.
And because, like I said, the interest rates are really high. So hopefully those rates will go down at some point and help out. But of the parts that we can control is our customer service, our reputation, how well we do before, like I said, before, during, and after.
Mm-hmm.
And then really checking in with the client, you know, almost every 6 months to see how things are progressing with their system. Not too many are interested in how many tons of CO2 it's being produced, but they are interested in how are they doing against their true-up bill? And
yes,
are they using a lot of electricity at night? And so maybe we do need to look at a battery for them. And then they really appreciate that we care, not just afterwards. So it's a different market. And if companies out there that do have a bad reputation, or, you know, it's your solar guy, josh@gmail.com is no longer answering his emails. Those are the companies that I think are going to be in massive trouble. I'm sure they're already in trouble. And so, but there's still hope, still hope on the horizon. As I mentioned last week, with PG&E and PG&E seems to be going through massive reorganization as well, and all kinds of trouble with their staff, because it seems like every week we're getting a new project manager. You know, so we've been working with one, say on a commercial project. Seems like we have a new one every week, that, and they're having a hard time figuring out what happened before they got there. So it's really putting a lot of delays, a lot of confusion, and things like that. So we are, you know, like I always say, you know, there's no better time to go solar than today. And definitely the same principles we've been saying from the beginning still apply. And that is, number one, you know, check the reputation of the company that you're considering. Definitely check to make sure they have a valid contractor license. We're seeing just dozens and dozens of contractor licenses going back to the contractors board because people are just forfeiting them. And anyway, so good news on one side is that, you know, solar's still here. We're still, you know, still doing great, still getting lots of projects, but the companies that were detailed in this Time Magazine article, not doing so well, and not responding to media wanting to ask them about their business practices and things like that. So we will continue to monitor. We'll continue to report it on this podcast. And it's definitely a transition time, as we've been saying since last April, and it'll continue to be a transition time, but all good progress as we continue.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions, Adam?
It's just I was talking to a business owner the other day and about their restaurant, and I was just letting him know what you told us about last week was that the prevailing wage, that charge was going to be added pretty soon. So there's no better time to go solar than now. And that, I think you say that all the time, and boy, every year it's proven to be true.
Oh, for sure. And
it's crazy.
It is crazy. And at the same time, you know, I just read an article as well that people are just getting their first bills from the most recent PG&E increases. And they're like, I'm not using any heat. All we're doing in this house is we're double bundled. We don't turn on the furnace for the entire winter. And my bills went up, you know, $80 this month, you know. And so it's a yeesh, ouch. It's it won't ever stop in California with PG&E. Mm-hmm. And more states have gotten rid of their net energy metering as well, following California's, example. So that's okay. We will adjust. We will get through it. And it'll take a few years for sure. But a lot of the companies that that were employing these very poor business practices and high pressure sales tactics probably won't be around. And that's disappointing to some people, but most people in the solar industry who are kind of true solar career individuals and who have done things the right way all these years are saying, finally, finally, we have something. So
that's amazing.
So it's always something going on. Always
changing. There is.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up there. If you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you know what to do. You can go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast, send us a question through there. And if you'd like to check out a library of our past episodes, you can go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page. You'll be taken to a library of our past episodes where you can search to your heart's content, because chances are, if you have a question about solar, Jamie has answered it in our previous podcast, and they're only about 10 minutes long. So thank you for going back and doing that and taking a listen. If you have a friend considering going solar, you can refer this podcast to them. And finally, we would love a 5-star review wherever you downloaded this podcast, because it does help spread the word and educate people about going solar. So until next time, everyone, see you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com, and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.